once you show them that, you know, we have responsible, capable, and intelligent people in our government handling these financial and government affairs, that gives them confidence.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we catch up with the mayor of Newburgh, New York. Newburgh Mayor Torrence Harvey recently traveled to Washington to speak at the White House's National Water Summit. The second-term Democrat spoke on a panel about the city's efforts to identify and replace lead service lines throughout its water system. So far, Newburgh has allocated more than $1.6 million to create an inventory of lead service lines and begin the replacement process. It comes as the city continues to grapple with the discovery of PFAS contamination in 2016. Mayor Torrence Harvey spoke with WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Jesse King.
I felt honored. I felt really, really proud to step up and speak up and speak out about very important environmental matters. You know, obviously water, clean, fresh water is definitely an environmental matter, and it's important, and it's part of public safety. One other thing I got to definitely mention, which I mentioned and got a standing ovation at the White House, our team here, Jason Morris, who's the Commissioner of Public Works, Wayne Vandenberg, who is the superintendent of the Water Department, Todd Vinning, the city manager, and our city council, we came together and got funding from our state and federal partners to do a massive, massive upgrade with our infrastructure, which is part of our master control plan to do water sewer separation, which was a DEC consent order. But because of that DEC consent order from New York State DEC, we put together funding so that we can do a massive, massive infrastructure upgrade, not only doing water sewer separation, but also our team built, dug out 50-foot tunnels along the hillside, which is the east end of our city. And we were able to get micro tunnel machines, 50-foot tunnels, the micro tunnel machines from the Boring Company, which is owned by Elon Musk. Now we're able to filter and treat our sewage water before we discharge into the Hudson River. Years past, we were discharging 50 million tons of untreated sewage into the Hudson River, which is an estuary. And those are the innovative, creative things that we're doing, you know, here in the city of Newburgh. And a lot of that has to do with being able to get our finances in order.
I think maybe just to clarify for those who don't know, so you're talking about the city's North Interceptor Sewer Project. But I was wondering, you know, how much longer do you expect construction to run on that?
It's a mess still. Even on the hillside, you know, you can't drive up certain streets. You know, they opened up, like they didn't open up the north end of Colden Street, you know, on the hillside. So there's a lot of construction still going on. So, yeah, so we just got to bear through it another summer, some of that stuff. And then, you know, so a lot of that construction will wrap up by the end of this summer. So, you know, so we're excited. We've done a lot of road repavement. So, yeah, but I'm really excited because we're doing unprecedented things in the city of Newburgh, and the things that no one has ever seen before. And, you know, again, it goes back to being able to get our financial house in order for several years.
I was going to ask, you know, Newburgh is one of multiple cities in New York and in the Hudson Valley specifically looking to receive funding for lead service line replacement. And what specifically do you think has helped Newburgh in securing some of these funds?
I'm going to be very frank with you. When I became mayor, you know, in April 2018, I saw the letters from the New York State Comptroller's Office. You know, there was a lot of financial things that weren't done properly. And, you know, the former city manager, myself, the city council at the time in 2019, we hired one of the best comptrollers that you know, in America. And his name is Todd Vinning. And now Todd Vinning is our city manager. You know, he was able to turn the ship around in terms of our finances. We went from a Baa2 rating, according to Moody's Investor Services, to an A2 rating. The city of Newburgh has never received an A rating ever since the city was chartered in 1865. In fact, they probably didn't even have the Moody's Investor Services back then, but I'm saying the city has never received an A rating for governance and fiscal solvency. And there are a lot of categories that involved in that that rating process with Moody's Investor Services. And then on Tom DiNapoli, the New York State Comptroller, has given us 4 or 5 years in a row, zero stress score for financing and financial transparency and balanced budgeting and, you know, digital budgeting. So we've had 4 or 5 years of zero stress score in our city with our financial solvency and our governance and with, you know, the balancing of the budget, staying under the 2% tax cap and being responsible. And I'll be very frank, that's the key. Once your state and federal partners realize that the money is being spent and allocated properly according to the state and federal regulations, and once you show them that, you know, we have responsible, capable, and intelligent people in our government handling these financial and government affairs, that gives them confidence that when we apply for these grants and these funds, you know, these funds, they're going to give them to us and they're going to be used and allocated accordingly and appropriately.
Well, when it comes to replacing Newburgh's lead service lines, how big of a project is this? I know it's still mostly in the inventory stage, but how many lead lines does the city have? And how long or expensive do you think this project is going to be?
Well, when we talk about all the, you know, the water service lines in the city of Newburgh, you got about 30,000 customers. We have about 6,675 service connections. And a lot of them we've checked. Like even my personal home, you know, they're not all made out of lead. You know, you got some that are copper, you know, which is better. Our backup system also, you know, to our neighboring town, New Windsor, you know, we got about 75 miles worth of water mains, ranging from 4-inch mains to 30-inch mains, you know, 800 fire hydrants. So we got a lot of water production going on in the city of Newburgh, 1.2 billion gallons for 2023 alone. But when it comes to the water service lines, there's about 6,675 connections serving roughly 30,000 people in our city. And so, you know, we are ahead of schedule from what I was told regarding the inventory. The inventory due date is this coming October 2024. We are ahead of that. You know, we do have the funds to do our inventory. Of course, we always need more funds to do the replacements. And so my visit to the White House was not only to inform, you know, America and the President of the United States of America and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency or Administration, the EPA, Michael Regan, you know, his deputy, all those folks know about Newburgh, right? And what's cool about Newburgh, when you look at our city, we're considered, you know, a medium-sized city. We're not the smallest city in America, and nor are we the largest, obviously. But, you know, with the size that we have, you know, when we get funding, it makes a very huge impact. And then, you know, there is ongoing litigation with regards to the PFAS. Which I can't really get into. But yeah, so we've had, I mean, just think about this, Jesse, you know, the city of Newburgh has been battle tested. And I, as the mayor, have been battle tested. We had a PFAS water contamination on Washington Lake, which we're not on Washington Lake anymore. We've been on the Catskill Aqueduct. We also have our backup water source, which is the Browns Pond. That's our reserve. But we've been on the Catskill Aqueduct. The water is very expensive. I think we spend roughly $2 million or $3 million a year We have to pay for the water, and then fortunately, we've been reimbursed from New York State. We went through a PFAS crisis, finding out about lead service lines, which we've replaced over 200. We spent almost $2 million replacing over 200 residents in the city of Newburgh for free. And then we had COVID. We had a global pandemic, you know, since I've been the mayor. 2018, I became the mayor. Look at all the things that we've been challenged with.
Well, lastly, I know you were at the Water Summit, mainly to be a presenter on one of the panels. But was there anything that you were surprised to learn from any of the other speakers there, whether they were local officials or, environmental regulators?
Yes, absolutely. There were some best practices and things that, you know, mayors are doing in other cities around the country. There's a mayor, Muhammad. He represents a city outside of Detroit, Michigan. You know, this dude has done thousands of lead service line replacement in his city. It all comes back to the funding, you know, and he, for whatever reason, because I guess his city is not far from Flint, Michigan, the federal and state partners poured millions and millions of dollars into Mayor Muhammad's city. I can't remember the name of the city because it's not one of the majors. It's outside of Detroit. And when he and I talked at the White House, he let me know they've done, you know, we've done a couple hundred water service lines. This guy's done thousands. So that's something I learned. And also I learned a lot of the indigenous people, because we had chiefs and leaders from the indigenous community out in California and Oregon, that when America industrialized and went through the progressive era and built dams in these areas where a lot of our indigenous people are out west, they ruined the rivers, some of the main rivers out west, and those dams that were constructed are being taken away, all right? And so that, because the salmon in California and then also in Oregon, and some of these rivers, the salmon is very important to the indigenous community. And I love salmon too. And so they interrupted the natural habitats when they created those dams during the early to mid 20th century. And, you know, I teach American history. So when you talk about industrialization, there are positive and negative effects to industrialization. And one of the positive things we thought was the building of these dams to redirect water, you know, to where it needed to go. And a lot of people, even during the Great Depression, when you talk about the Hoover Dam and you talk about the Tennessee Valley Authority, the TVA, put a lot of people to work, the Workers' Progress Administration during the Great Depression of the 1930s. So we thought, you know, a lot of these construction projects, these major public work projects were all positive, but it turns out a lot of the indigenous people were, you know, cruelly affected by industrialization and some of these dams that were built. So now they're getting funding to destroy the dams and restore the natural flow of these rivers, these important rivers, so that they're not continuously disrupting the natural habitats.
And just to note, that city Harvey mentioned was Benton Harbor, Michigan. Okay, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to Jesse King for that interview. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.